Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for being a part of my audience. I love my audience. I love my audience for so many different reasons because, honestly, I learn from you. Sometimes I get questions in the chat room. Sometimes I get people calling in that don't agree with me. And you know what? That's what this show is about. This show is about happiness and how to maintain and sustain happiness regardless of what anyone says, regardless of what happens, regardless of circumstances, money, homeless, health. It doesn't matter. We are all extensions of the universe. We are spiritual beings in this human body. And being in this human body can be a real challenge because, and I'm speaking for myself, because with this human body, I'm saddled with so many other, I'm saddled with so many things that, quite frankly, aren't me. I was raised in a home where certain things were important and others were not. I was raised in a home where I, you know, felt a lot of, I would say pressure. Yeah, I'm going to use the word pressure to do exactly what I was told. How about you? I was raised in a society where certain things are like awards and titles and station, where I'm working. All of that is important. I was raised in a society where what I have externally is important. Am I married? Am I divorced? Am I on drugs? Do I drink? Do I curse? Do I name it? There's always people that either approve or not. Yeah, a lot of approval going on. And I'm at a stage right now, right now, because it sure didn't happen years ago, that quite frankly, your opinion doesn't matter to me anymore, especially if it's about me, and even especially if it's about anything else. The only opinion that matters in my life at this particular time is my opinion and the universe's opinion. And guess what? Guess what, audience? If, you know, we're graded, we're going to school, you know, A through F, I'm here to tell you that I have gotten to a point where the only grade that I get, the only grade that the universe gives me is a big whopping A+. There is no more feeling bad about myself, what I do, what I don't do. There's no more criticism about what I've achieved, what I haven't achieved. There's no more energy or thought or focus going into what's wrong with this life in this moment. I'm telling you, at this point, I feel freer, even though I'm almost, I was going to say I'm almost dead. I am in my third stage. even though I'm in my third stage with one foot in the ground. And I say that because I'm not even fearful, concerned, bothered by checking out. Why? Because what I've discovered is that this life, this journey, for me, I can only speak for myself, has not been my plan. Now, it might have been, in other words, my human plan. Okay, me as a human, me as a person in this body, oh yeah, I can plan to apply for a job, or I can plan to, whatever it is. But I'm here to grow and evolve and to share what I've learned. So if I'm here to grow and evolve, then whatever is happening to me is for that, whatever is happening to me is for that same reason, for that same purpose, to grow and evolve. Welcome in the chat room. Welcome in the chat room. So that reason is, I mean, why I'm here is to grow and evolve and to learn lessons. You know, I said learn lessons, but to really get it, to really get that it's not what happens. It's how good I feel. It's how, what energy I am emitting. It's what vibration am I vibrating at, if you will. I had something happen a couple of days ago, and getting back to, I don't plan anything. I really, really believe that this is not my plan. It's the universe's plan. And either I'm, you know, in this world resisting, or in this moment resisting, or just flowing. My job is to flow. And so this is what's happened. If you're a listener, a listener of mine for a while, you know that I teach aerobics, and I've been teaching aerobics for almost 32 years. Well, every Saturday I teach a water aerobic class. Yeah, exercising in the water, it's really a lot of fun, and it's just a lot of fun. I love it. It's just for the summer. And a couple weeks ago, so I teach a class on Saturday, and there are two classes during the week on Tuesday and Thursday. And Tuesday and Thursday, of course, are taught by two other instructors. I was inspired, and I never do this. I never take another water class for a reason that, first of all, the pool, during the week, the pool is divided. So the water class only has a small little section in the pool, and on Saturdays we can use the whole pool. So anyway, I usually never, in fact, I've never taken a Tuesday class. A couple weeks ago I took a Tuesday class by an instructor, and I was, you know, different than I am, and got a couple of moves from her, and come to find out that this woman who I just happened to take the, I was inspired to go to the pool and take the class a couple of weeks ago, this woman is in charge of, listen to this, my city's department and parks and recreation department. I mean, she's the head muckety muck. She's the one that assigns classes. She's the one that schedules classes. She chooses classes. And she came to me and she says, you know, Rebecca, I've heard so many good things about your class. I would love for you to teach in my city. I said, okay, yeah, I'm down for teaching another stretch class or another weight training class. No problem. Yeah, I like it. I love teaching. And no, honestly, I love yelling at people and challenge them, okay? That's what I really like to do. And so I put my little application in, and this is what I did, audience. not only did I offer a class on exercise, on, you know, what I can teach, weight training or stretching or Pilates or step, you name it, I've taught it. I wrote down a class that has never been taught, that has never been suggested, that I've never seen before, ever, in any Parks and Recreation Department across the state. I live in California. And that is a class on, does anybody know what it is? If it is, if you do, raise your hand. Raise your hand in the audience, I can see. If you do, the class is, oh, and I have a caller, I'm going to go right to the caller in a minute, is on happiness. I am going to be teaching a class on happiness. Is that crazy or what? Not only, and this is going to be a class offered by the city. Now, I didn't. Now I didn't plan that. I didn't design that. That wasn't one of my goals. But when I wrote that down as what type of class, when I was asked that question on the application, what kind of classes would I like to teach? It just popped into my head. Teaching a class on happiness, having students in the class interacting, wanting to know more about it. One of the things I know is if you sign up for this class, you want to be happier. Now, all of that came and was really dropped in my lap. So my theme today with this radio show is to really trust and surrender that there is nothing, let me just speak for myself, there is nothing I need to do except pay attention to what I'm inspired to do, pay attention and follow through with all of my inspiration. That means including if I'm driving and the universe says turn right, thinking, what do you mean turn right? I usually keep going straight on this path, universe. Why am I turning right? Always just get in tune with my intuition, with my inspiration, and just act on it. And I want to share that with you. I'm finding out that this life is a lot easier than I ever imagined, that my days flow easier without plans. Now, I can plan to write. I can plan to send out a newsletter. I can plan to do, quote, unquote, what's on my list of things to do. But in the moment, during the day, if I'm not inspired to do it, guess what? I ain't doing it. And and this has been going on, I would probably say, for the beginning of the year. And it's getting more and more, and I'm more and more and more, I'm not doing anything other than what I'm inspired to do. Let me go, I have a few callers. Let me go to my first caller, area code 505. Welcome, you are on live. You are live with Rebecca, me, on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Patty. Patricia.
Hi, Patty. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you, dear?
Well, how does it work? I have a question for you. That's how it goes. So.
Okay. I love it. I love it. My first-time caller then. This is how it works, Patty. This is how it works. You ask me, I am a happiness specialist, and you ask me a question or help, you know, or I assist you with becoming happier, being happier. What's going on in your life that's bothering you? How does that sound?
Okay, that's great. Okay, so my girlfriend and I were together for some months now. And things are going very, very well. It's just we belong to the same church, and he volunteers there a lot, but there's this woman, older woman, that it's all the time, when he goes, she goes, and she's after him. Everybody says that. I mean, I pretend I don't know, but I mean, and yesterday we talked about it, and he got all upset, and he said, I have nothing to do with her, and I cannot help if she likes me, but she's after me. But really, it's very annoying. It's very annoying. So I'm not sure what to do or not to do in this case.
Are you saying that you're married to this man?
No, we're dating.
Oh, you're just dating.
Yeah.
And so your problem is it with the man you're dating, or is it with the woman?
Well, I'm pretty sure. I mean, he spent every night here. He's not sleeping with her or anything. It's very obvious, because my friend said so too, that the woman wants to be with him, or she's chasing him around. But he says, I'm not encouraging her. She's just, I cannot help her. But she also brings him business, so they have like a sort of business relationship. So it's annoying that the woman, I mean, it's clearly that she likes him, you know.
Your problem is really with the woman, right? You don't have a problem with the man that you're dating. What's his name, the guy that you're dating?
That's a very weird name, Zwoolen.
Zwoolen?
Yeah.
That's an interesting name. What a cool name, Zwoolen. Okay, so your issue is not with him. Your issue is with her, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's really, she said she doesn't flirt with him. I don't know, but the woman is like all the time, sometimes, we're at home, she calls at 10:30 at night on a Saturday, Sundays, she calls him, and I mean, it's annoying, it's really annoying.
Well, I'm gonna give you my take on this, Patty, and this is just the truth. I mean, you know, you called me because for a great reason, and this is it. Quite frankly, this whole issue is not about the woman. It's going to sound crazy, but your issue is not about the woman. Your issue is really about you. And what I mean about that is I cannot control, you cannot control anybody else's actions. Would you agree?
Oh, totally, yeah.
So you can't control if she calls him 100 times a day or she doesn't call him 100 times a day. And you know, you are the one that's annoyed by this. And you're annoyed by it for a lot of different reasons, which I don't know why. You know, who knows? I don't want to put a label on why you would be annoyed by it. Because, you know, we all have choices. We all have choices. Now, you either... Because you cannot control her or stop whatever she's doing, or even you know, the man you're dating, Zwoolen, you can't control him. So it's up to you to either keep dating this guy and being okay with the circumstances, or not dating him. This is, in other words, we get to a point where you have to make a choice. It's not about her. It's about your choices. Now, if this was me, quite frankly, and I'm dating somebody, I don't care. Because people are going to get together and hook up whether I'm dating them or not. Even if I was married to someone, I can't be concerned if somebody's going to cheat on me whether I want them to or not. So, in other words, I'm not concerned about the future or what could happen. And I don't feel, I don't want to use the word, but I am going to use the word, insecure about what's about another person. If somebody wants to date someone else and I'm dating them and he leaves me to date them, well, okay. I don't, you know, and? Do you follow what I'm saying here?
Yes, I understand perfectly what you're saying, yeah.
You know what? I love you for saying that too, because you don't know how many people have hung up on me when I really talk the truth. So I appreciate that you are listening and you hear what I'm saying. So this call is really not about another woman. This call is about you and you making choices and you making decisions in your life. And quite frankly, every time you focus on her and she's doing this and she's calling and it's annoying, it's really not about that. It's really not. It's really about you and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think nothing is going on. But I trust the dude. That's my choice. I trust the guy. It's just, you're right. It's my how I want to take it from now on.
Yeah. So this is my suggestion because, you know, sometimes things aren't so black and white. You know, they're not all black and white. Do you really like this guy?
Oh, yeah. We both, we get along so well. It's a very good relationship.
Okay, well, if it's a really good relationship, then that means you like it and you don't really want to throw it away, right? You don't want to be done with it, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so with that, then just accept that she's going to call, and instead of looking at it, this is so important. Okay, get this one, Patty. This is really interesting. What I've always said is if something is bothering you, then all you have to do is change your perspective. So is there another way we can look at this woman calling, and especially if you said you like the guy you're dating, guys get along, it's a great relationship, is there another way we can look at this woman calling all the time that's not going to annoy you?
Actually, he suggested, why don't you find a divorced man like her age and introduce her to him so she stopped calling me, he said. So,
No. That's not a solution. You cannot try to somebody, you know, introduce her to somebody else. Listen, he's got a mouth. If he wanted her to stop calling, that's his job. It's not your job. It's his job, right?
Right, yeah.
So him telling you to find somebody, I mean, quite frankly, if somebody was really annoying me and calling me, guess what? I'd open my mouth and I'd say, stop calling me, blankety blank, blank, blank. You know, I know how to get rid of people. I know how to get rid of people if I don't want them to call me.
Yeah. Well, the woman gives him a lot of referrals for his job. So.
Well, there you go. So he doesn't really want her to stop calling him because he's getting something out of it, which you know, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now let's look at it a different way because he's, you know, I don't know. I'm feeling that he's. This guy is enjoying the fact that it annoys you. I don't know why. I just felt that. But he's enjoying the fact that it annoys you. You know, some people like their mates to get jealous. Some people like that. I'm not into that. But this is. Let me get back to the perspective thing. And the perspective is, can you look at it to a point where she's really very lonely? What if she didn't have anybody else in her life? What if she doesn't have a family? What if she has no one? What if she's had a type of a childhood that's unexplainable? You know, people that are really needy and people that are always calling are doing it for a reason. And because they need something, whether they need attention, whether they need love, whether they need, conversation, whether they need company. In other words, let's look at her differently as opposed to just an annoying woman, I could throw in another word, and let's look at her as somebody that we have a little bit more compassion with. What do you think?
You said it perfectly because actually she doesn't have her family here and she's lonely. She hasn't, according to the girls there, they said she hasn't dated like over 10 years and stuff like that. So, yeah, you hit it right on the spot. Yeah. That's true.
And you know what? And this is another thing. Stop talking about her with other women. Stop talking about her. That's just my suggestion. Stop talking about her to your boyfriend. Stop talking about her at all. Why is she the focus of your energy?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the more you focus on her, the more you talk about her, the more power she's going to have in your life. And unless you can really change the perspective and feel, you know, empathy, you feel compassion for her, and you know, like a wounded, hurt child, then, you know, any other energy you're throwing at her is not really good for you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know. It's very childish, and I have to. The other girls like to talk. I just have to, say, you know, it's okay. I don't want to talk about it.
No, you don't even have to say that. You just get yourself up and you leave. You know, you just like, oh, got to go to the bathroom, because anytime you even announce something to anybody else, I don't want to talk about it. Then why don't you want to talk about it? What? No, you know, you gotta really. It's playing a game, I say. And if you really don't want to be in a conversation with people that talk about other people, which I really, you will never find me in a company or with around people that all they do is talk about other people. I mean, for me, that is just, I mean, why am I there? My hand is up. I used to. Come on, are you kidding me? One of my favorite things to do was talk about other people. But now, I just don't. I don't. It's not good for me. It's not good energy I'm sending out. It's just not good for me.
Yeah. You're right.
So I would say choose some other friends, honey.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's...
Yeah, because see, you get it all. You really do get it, and I could feel that you are wanting something. You wanting change. You want something to change, but the only thing that that needs to change, my dear Patty, is you.
Yeah, like you said, I cannot control anybody but myself.
That's right. That's right. And this boyfriend, you know, him saying that you find somebody, you know, listen, he's got a mouth, he can use it, but she's giving him referrals, so just accept it. You either accept it or you don't, but it's still all on you. You're the one with all the power.
Yeah, I appreciate your advice.
What are you going to do, my dear Patty? What are you going to do?
I will just change my perspective and just let things flow. I'm not going to talk more about that issue. Done.
Yay! Oh, my goodness! I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills because I always get chills when the truth is said or when the truth is spoken or when I feel the truth. I'm just feeling so I'm feeling so light because you're so open. You're so open. I like you.
Yeah, thank you. I like you too. I mean, it's that or being miserable, and he gets all upset, and then he gets in bad mood. I mean, there's no point there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let me give you a little heads up with this. He gets upset and he gets in a bad mood, kind of a stuff too. Gets in a bad mood, gets upset. That, my dear Patty, has nothing to do with you. believe it or not, when people get angry or people have moods or people are sad or people are whatever and they point the finger at you and say, well, because you're acting like this, I'm upset. Or because you did this, I'm mad. It is never about you. Just like when you called and we talked about this woman, it's really not about the woman. Whatever somebody is their feelings, their emotions are their responsibility. Listen, hand up in the air again. I used to blame everybody for the way I felt. Oh, I'm pissed off. It's your fault, mother, or it's your fault, boyfriend, or it's your fault, husband, or it's your fault, coworker. But no, no. That's a myth. That's a fallacy. That's something that you know, raised that, oh, people make me angry. People make me sad. People make me feel moody. No, it's all about the person in the mirror. So this boyfriend, know that. You don't have to discuss it, but know that his moods and his anger has nothing to do with you, my dear. Nothing.
Okay, that's good to know.
What do you think about those apples?
Yeah, they're good.
Good apples, huh?
Yeah, juicy.
Yeah. So that's really, really good. And not only your boyfriend, that has to do with anyone else. Don't let anybody put their mood or their anger on you. Now, they can say it. They can say that, oh, it's because of you, but you know the truth. And the truth is they're going through something that they need to vent, they need to get it out, and they need to blame you for it, but it's really not you.
Yeah, that's their issue. That's
mm-hmm. And that goes for you, too. Don't think it's this woman. Whatever's going on inside is the real issue. I like you, Patty. I like you a lot. You have added so much to the show today. I want to thank you for that.
No, you have added so much to my life now. I really thank you.
Ooh, anything else? Okay, anything else? Yay.
That's it. Yeah.
There you go. Well, call anytime, Patty, and keep on listening if you want. Thank you so much for being such a great, not only did you talk about where you are, and talk about what's going on in your life, but there's a lot of people out there that listen to this show, sometimes live, sometimes archived, that will get a lot from our conversation. So thank you so much for being a part of Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness.
Thank you. I keep listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. You know what? And that reminds me, my dear audience, my book, Believe It or Not, and I just found this out last week, my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out on Amazon. You can just search Amazon, and you can buy it on Amazon, a hard copy, or you can get the Kindle version and read it online. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You can also get it on my website. It's $19.95. Free shipping. If you get it on my website, I will autograph it for you. Free shipping in the USA. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Now, let's see if I have any other questions. I have some questions in the chat room. Okay, Bob, let's see. Wanted to ask you about the man I'm in love with, Nick. Now we aren't speaking. Okay, strong connection, talked of getting married. Now we're not speaking. Dental hygienist, so just finishing, liking, 26, Nick's birthday is right. You know what? I'm going to go right back to the same thing Patty says. I know people, well, I don't know people, but sometimes people don't want to here. Oh, I'm right back into the other chat room. First time listening, this helped me to hear as well. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, White Lily. Bad eyeballs. White Ellie. Yeah. So see, Patty, someone else was listening and heard the message as well. Hey, listen, honey, it's hard to read, and my face is almost to the screen, too. Anyway, good. So let me get back to the question that was in the chat room, because this is another woman, and I love when women call in with their relationship issues and their relationship challenges. Talk about the man in love with Nick, blah, blah, blah. And it always comes back to somebody else. And that's the first clue, my dear audience. That's the first clue. When you are focusing on someone else and what's going to happen in the future, and are we going to get married, and are we going to get pregnant, and I don't mean to poo-poo and take light of your life or your situation, but this life, when I was younger, again, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential and to be happy. What I've discovered in this life is it is my responsibility. I have control over very few things, but I have control over the most important things, the most important to get through this life and on this journey, which are my perspective. I can choose my perspective. And if I like to say there's 360 ways in any moment to be happy, 360 ways in any moment to be happy. And I shared a story yesterday. I'm debating whether I should share it again because it's a really good story about perspective. But anyway, let me just kind of think about that. But you can change your perspective in an instant. You can change your perspective. You have the power and the control to change your perspective. Now, when I was younger, are you kidding me? I had one perspective, and that was it, and I was right, and I was done, and that perspective decided how I felt. Your perspective decides how you feel. Now, we all are vibrational beings. We all are energy. And whatever you're vibrating at is exactly what you are going to attract. I'm not talking about attracting money. I'm not talking about attracting a job. I'm talking about attracting a feeling. And since I am a happiness specialist and happiness is my number one priority, how I feel in this moment is going to carry on into my next moments. So when I say happy, I'm really talking about feeling this sense of peace and contentment in every moment of my life, regardless of what's going on. Regardless of what's going on. And that is my priority. Now, when I say you can choose 360 ways to be happy in any moment, that means to start practicing picking other perspectives. The show is on every Saturday and Sunday. No. Listen, no sorries here, White Lily. No. I like multitasking, quite frankly. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is when the show is on. Never say sorry. You don't need to say sorry, honey. I'm good. You see how everything just flows? Just be real. Just be, yeah. And where was my point? Oh, I know what my point was. Choosing a perspective. Now, I don't know about you, but I've practiced, because I am a happiness specialist. That's my number one thing. The definition for me of happiness is being at peace and being content with whatever is happening in the moment, being at peace and being content with whatever doesn't happen in the moment. Hear that? Whatever happens and whatever doesn't happen, I'm going to be happy about it. Doesn't that sound crazy? Well, it's the only way for me to live. Because this universe has a bigger plan. This universe has a plan that I can't even imagine. And if I'm unhappy, I'll guarantee you, if I'm unhappy in this moment, I guarantee I'm going to be unhappy in the next moment. So it's up to me to choose a perspective. there is a woman that called the show a while ago, and she was talking about her drive into her favorite. She just got a new job, and her drive was almost. She said it was over an hour, so it was like an almost an hour and 15-minute drive. And she was really thinking about changing jobs, even though she waited almost 6 months to get this job, even though it was her dream job. The drive was killing her, an hour and 15 minutes each way. And so she called in with to ask me, you know, my take on it or my opinion. And I talked to her about this perspective, and I said, is there any way that you can look at this hour and a half drive, this hour and 15-minute drive, is there another way you can look at it that's going to make you feel better, that's going to make you feel happier or more content or at peace or just okay? Is there another way to look at it? Because our perspectives dictate how we feel, and we can change our perspective. So this is what this brilliant woman said. She said, no, okay, I can use the hour and 15 minutes to meditate. And let me tell you something, people, I don't meditate traditionally. I don't sit down and cross my ankles and close my eyes and put my hands on my knees. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I just don't meditate like that. I meditate anytime I can. I meditate in the shower. I meditate on the bus. I meditate. Sometimes I meditate even if I'm sitting in a chair and I'm watching television. Sometimes the TV just kind of zones out and I'm meditating. So the traditional way of meditating for me, I'm not saying I can't do it in another month. I'm not going to say I'm not going to change it up next week. But right now in this moment, I meditate on the go. I meditate on the go. So in other words, find what works for you. So this woman said that she will meditate while she's driving. And I'm thinking, yay, that's a great perspective. And then she said, you know what, there are some people that I really don't stay in contact with, and, you know, there's always people in our lives where we talk to them maybe once a month or once every 6 months or maybe once a year. She says, you know what, I can catch up with all the people that I usually don't talk to. I can just catch up and touch base. Yeah, that's a good thing to do in an hour and 15 minutes. And then I said, can you think of another perspective? Can you think of something else? And she said, I'm a little stuck. And I said, how about this? How about now you can share with as many people as possible, you can share how to change your perspective. Now that you know that you can change your perspective and change your feeling, you can share that with the world. And when you share things like this with the world, and when you share when you share with people, and they're like what we did today with Patty, you know, sharing a different perspective. Guess what? The world changes. The world's frequency, the world's vibration changes. So you've just changed the world just by sharing what you know. Isn't that cool? Isn't that awesome? You don't even have to leave your house to change the world. If your vibration changes, if your energy changes, the world changes. Let me check. Blah 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 blah. Blah. Wow. Yep. That's me, honey. That's me. So, what else was I going to say? Oh, perspective. Let me share this story, which is such a good story. One of my dear family members. He's. You know, he's like a brother to me. And he was telling me a story. He was in a parking lot. You know those real small shopping centers that are on the corner? Not the big malls, but the shopping centers that are on the corner. And I told this story yesterday, but I have to tell it again because it's such a great story. So if you listened to the show yesterday, you have to listen to this story again, or you don't have to listen. You can just tune me out for 3 minutes. So he was in a parking lot, and he was trying to get out of the parking lot. And this parking lot, this area was really, really, really small. Barely enough room for two cars to go in the opposite direction. So he was actually exiting, and another car was coming in. Now, this car came into the parking structure, into the shopping center, small little corner shopping center, at an angle where my friend could not pass. So my friend was going one way, and this car came in through another driveway going in the opposite direction. So there, in other words, the front of the cars were facing each other. And so my friend couldn't get out because of the angle this guy pulled in to the parking lot. And my friend instantly was getting all pissed off, angry. This blankety blank. Now, I use the words, but I'm not going to use them today, only because I'm not feeling like it. But believe me, if you've listened to the show, I use all kinds of language. It's just who I am. But so my friend was getting really upset and said, this idiot, you know, what's wrong with him? Okay, why doesn't he just back up and move so I can get by? Well, the guy just kept inching and inching and inching closer, and it was turning his wheel to the right, turning his wheel to the left, trying to maneuver past my friend, and there really wasn't any room. But my friend was like, why doesn't this bozo back his car up? What the F is wrong with him? Finally, and my friend couldn't back up because there were people behind him and people were honking. I mean, it was quite the scene, man. It was quite the scene. So what happened was, finally, this gentleman got his car in a position to where my friend, they were, you know, exactly parallel to each other, driver window to driver window. And my friend shot him a look like, you idiot, you know, what a loser you are, what a jerk you are for not, you know, for taking all this time, blocking traffic, you don't know how to drive, you name it. He gave him that kind of look without the words, just the eyes. And the guy in the car that was causing all the trouble and wouldn't back up and just kept finagling around and moving, you know, turning right, turning left, trying to position himself, looked at my friend and with a big smile and said, thank you, man. He says, you know what? This car doesn't have reverse. He says, and I can't afford to get it fixed. He says, thank you so much for being patient. This car is a piece of crap, and thank you. You know, thank you for your patience. What a story, right? We never know what's going on in anybody else's life. We never know where they came from, their background, whether or not they were abused. We don't know whether or not they had it, if they're by themselves. We don't know. But we do know that they are a reflection of us. And we do know what however we treat the other person is exactly how we feel about ourselves. So if I'm angry, I'm not angry at the other person. I'm angry at whatever's going on inside of me, my issue. So if I leave you with anything today, which I'm going to have to leave you with something, because is to practice changing your perspective. Practice changing. In other words, I wasn't born. I didn't grow up changing my perspective, and anything, just like, say you want to play a musical instrument. Well, you're not going to be able to play in an orchestra when you just started with the instrument on the same day. Just like this happiness, this different perspectives Life is about practicing all of these new skills. These new skills that are going to add to your happiness. These new skills that are going to create more peace in your own life. It's really fun. And let me say this. One of the things that I really had to stop doing was taking this life, taking what happened so seriously. It's not that serious. This life, I mean, I'm energy, you're energy. Energy doesn't die. I'm gonna be going on for billions and billions and millions of years. I'm really concerned about, I'm getting upset about, I'm having a problem with a speck in the sand. I'm having an issue with a flea. A flea is really bothering me. When I say a flea, I mean this life. In other words, this life is supposed to be enjoyed. One of my favorite quotes from Abraham, and I say it all the time, is you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this life is about the journey and feeling good. And indulge me for one second. Indulge me. I want you all to close your eyes and remember a time when you just felt connected with the universe, where you felt so connected that every cell in your body, could feel it. Every cell on your body, every cell in your body was alive. And when I feel like this, I always start crying. I mean, getting disconnected, I just boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And we've all had those moments. We've all had those moments of feeling so connected and feeling with one, with life. And what this show is, my show, Reality Spirituality, is I want to share with you ways to behaviors, perspectives, ideas to even have more of those moments. Can you imagine having those moments every day? More than one time a day? Can you imagine feeling that connected to the universe more than just once in a while? Well, when you live connected, and when I say connected, I mean like plugged in. When you live plugged in and you're really in tune to who you are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. When you really know that and live plugged in and know that you are here to evolve and grow and to be, and everything that happens is for your betterment. And when you know that everything in your life is in order and just trust it and sit back and let the universe take over and drive and use your inspiration and use your intuition. And when you totally surrender without resisting, without doubt, when you can jump off that cliff and you know that you are going to be okay, whatever it looks like, guess what? That's when you'll start feeling and having those moments that are indescribable all throughout your day. I can't think of a better feeling than living connected and living tuned in. Am I there all the time throughout the day? Do things bother me? Hell yes. But guess what? When I feel, and I feel this irritation or this annoyance or whatever it is, that's a sign for me. You ready? That's a sign for me. It's kind of like running out of gas. If you're in a car, your car runs out of gas. It's a sign that I know, excuse me, water. Hold on a second, audience. I got to take a sip of H2O. Mm-mm, mm-mm. that's a sign when I have those feelings that I need to, I call it shutting it down, hibernating. I don't do as much talking. I excuse myself from people. You know, I just kind of get a little bit more quiet. I go within. I'm usually in the den a lot with my thoughts or I'm writing. I don't engage in small talk. And sometimes it lasts. And you know, it's usually like before the full moon. It always happens like that. And so when I know I'm feeling a little bit, unbalanced, imbalanced, then I quiet it down. Sometimes I don't answer the phone. I even tell my mother, I'm like, Mom, I'm in my quiet mode now, because if I didn't, she'd be worried. I'm in my quiet mode now. And, Jesus, I cannot believe that this whole show's almost over. I just looked at the clock. I'm just in such a zone. I'm in my quiet mode now, and I just need to be quiet, not doing a lot of talking. I'll do listening, but I'm not doing a lot of talking. So all I'm saying is to know yourself, really learn who you are, what makes you tick, let me say this. We all go in flows. We go up and down and up. Stay at the same. I mean, does life stay the same? Nothing stays the same, including you. Oof. So you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you've liked the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, R.L. Norrington. And until next week, I want you, my dear audience, to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. And be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I will talk to you again next week. Have a great week, everybody. Love you all.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.